Daf Yetesam et Aleph by the Mishnah. Ben Ir Sheholach Lekrach, Ben Ir that his Kriya is Yudalit, and he went to a Krach that the Kriya is Tesbot. Uben Krach Sheholach Leir, or a Ben Krach went to an Ir. So the loch is as follows. Im osid lachzer limkoimoim. If he will not remain there, he's going to come back. Kairei kim koimoim. Bim lav kairei imoim. And if not, it's kairei imoim. He, the kriya is the way they lay. Mehechol. We'll see Chloro in the Gemara. Pshad mehechan kairei odam as a megillah v'yoytzei bo yedei chayvosai. Where does a person start learning the megillah v'yoytzei bo yedei chayvosai? Rab Meir aimer kulo, Rab Yud aimer me'ish Yehudi, Rab Yoysi aimer me'achar hadvoim ha'ila. Now, that what the Mishnah says, v'yoytzei bo yedei chayvosai, so the Rosh Yosef says that means as follows. Everyone holds, l'chatchila, one should lain the whole Megillah. The Machloikis is, me'echa kaira odem es Megillah v'yoytzei bo yedei chayvosai, that means what is the b'di'evet, the kekriya, that one can be yoytzei yedei chayvosai, and that Ramei says you have to lain the whole Megillah, and the other Tanoim hold, b'di'evid, you're yoytzi yedei chayvosa if you learn from Yishehudi or from Achad v'Ameila. Ben Ir, Zarashi says, shezmanoi ba'arbo oso, sheholach lekrach, shezmanoi b'chmisha oso. Im osid lachzer meforish b'gmore, kairei kim koimoi, kechayvas mekoimoi. If it's osed lachzer, so kechayvas mekoimoi. Ben ir barbo oso, ben krach bachamisha oso. So we'll see a little clearer in the Gemara. Omarove, loishonu elo shaosid lachzer beleili yudalit. Let us speak about loishon, let us see Rashi. De ben krach, Sheholach le'ir. A ben krach went to an ir, va'osid lachzer limkoimoi, and he's going to go back, koirei bachmisha oso v'loi barbo oso, he does not lain barbo oso, elo sheosid lachzer b'leil albo oso. Im koidem amuda shachar, Yetze min ha'ir. That means that this Ben Krach, who is now in ha'ir, so he will not be there by day of Yudalit. He's going to leave the city before Lois HaShachas. He won't be there by day. Im koidem amud HaShachar yetze min ha'ir. He's going to leave the city before amud HaShachar. Who diktoni sheine tzorich likrois imohem beleili yudalit? So then he doesn't have to learn beleili yudalit. Af alpi sha'idenu shom. That means even though he's there yudalit, and everyone is learning yudalit, but since he intends to leave the city before lo biyoyim, he won't be there yoyim. Hoyul ubiyoyim lo yiyesham. Einza afilo pruz ben yoyim. We'll see later there's a limud that one can have if one will be there a day, and a day al kaponim means night and day or a chalik of the day. So then he has a din of a yoshev ha'ir, and he has a din kriya of that ear. So Rav has said, now let's go back to Rav. Omar Rav, loishonu elo sha'osel, that loishonu that he's koirei kim koimoi, that is ben ir, does not lain yudalit, he lains tezvov. Ye loishonu sha'osel lachzer beleili yudalit, that he intends to come back, he wants, intends to leave Leila Yudalit the ear. So since he intends to leave, he doesn't have a din of Ben Ear. Aval ein osid lachzer b'leili al boso. But what if he intends he will not go back? Well, that means he'll be there a chelik of the day. He'll be there the night and a chelik of the day. Ein osid lachzer b'leili al boso. Is kairei imohen. So then he has a din kriyem of yudalit. He's a yudalitike, and he's mechuyev to lein yudalit. What does Rashi say? Avol ein osid lotzeis mishom belailo, but if he does not intend to leave there at night, the hashte avi polos la oisa yoy. So then he's a prozi for oisa yoy. For that day, that means he's living the day of chiyuv, the day of mikra megillah. He's a yoshiv bori aprozim. Aval pi sha osid lagzer lemocher. Even though tomorrow, we're talking about the Ben Krach, Tesvov is going to be in the Krach. Leyoim echod nikre porus v'koyre imohem bein b'leili yudalit bein b'yudal. He's called a prozi, and he lanes that kriya. V'hu adin, the other way around, leben ir, Sheholach lekrach. A ben ir went to a krach. Im osid lachzer. So does he get a din of a ben krach? It's now, so what are his intentions? Im osid lachzer belele tezvov. If he does not intend to remain there till yom tezvov, he intends to leave belele tezvov. Shleyesham b'yom tezvov. Is loyhavi mukif liyaymai. So he doesn't have a din of a mukif liyaymai. Vikayre bi yudalit kechayvas mekaymai. So memele, so he's a yudalit. So he has a din of a yudalit. Va'afal pi shehu bechach. Even though he's in the krach. But he doesn't become a mukif ben yoyme because he will not be there tomorrow by yoyme. So he's a ben ir. That's his mokim. And he's mukhuyiv to lein yudalit. Lein yudalit in the krach. Avol ein osid lachzer b'leili tezvov. But if he has no intentions of going back leili tezvov, ein tzorich likreisa biyudalit, that he doesn't have to lay it biyudalit, umamtin v'koyre imohen, so there he waits, he's going to be there tezvov, afobisha seife lachze lachazman, even though eventually he's going to go back. But he has a din of a ben krach, and therefore he does not lay biyudalit. That is the first case. That is the second case, and the first case was the other way around, that a ben krach, that was there in the ear, yudalid, so if he's going to be there, till a chelik of the yom, that's our his intention, so then he is a din of a ben ear, and he lanes yudalid. Yeah. We'll come back to this, but just let's learn a little further. Omarove menoa minolo, how do I know this? The sanye, the chsiv alkena yehudim aprozim, ayoishvim ba'orei aprozois, mechdei chsiv ayehudim aprozim. So yehudim aprozim are the yehudim which live in the orei aprozis. That's the type of yehudim aprozis. Lomo li lemichtav ayoishvim ba'orei aprozois. Why does it have to say Hayoshvim Baori Aprozis? That's Yehudim Aprozim. Kamash Melod Aprus Ben Yoimai Nikre Prus. So the Pasuk is telling us that there are two types of people who are Mechuyev to Lein Yudalit. Hayehudim Aprozim. That's the Yidin who live in the Orei Aprozim. And then there's Hayoshvim Ba'orei HaProsis. They're not Yehudim HaProsim. They live in the Irmuk of Chayme. But they're Yehoshvim Ba'orei HaProsis. But in Purim, they're Yehoshvim Ba'orei HaProsis. So Memele, they also have a Din Kriya of Yudalit. The Turi Evan asks Kashe from a Gemara in Mesechtes Baba Basra. The Gemara in Mesechtes Baba Basra says as follows, that if people were Oivdei Avoide Zore, and they went to an Ir HaNidachas, they were staying in the Ir HaNidachas, so the din is, and then the Bezen Paskin on this ear, that's an ear anidachas. If they're there 30 days, so then they have the same halach of the Anshei Ha'ir, in Misosam Basayev, Mamainam Ovat. If they're there less than 30 days, so then they're not Nigra Bos of the ear, so then is Misosam Beskile, Mamainam Polat. So the Gemara says, how do we know this halacha? Because, so it says, the Pasuk says, Yoishvei Ha'ir. That's what it says in the Pasuk. And the Gemara brings a Gemara in the Dorim, that Hamudar Hano Mei Anshei Ha'ir, so he's only also of the people who live there 12 months. Hamudar hano meyoshvei ha'ir, so you also have there 30 days. So the Gemara in Baba Basra says that from this we see that that in order to be considered yoshvei ha'ir, you have to be there 30 days. Then you consider yoshvei ha'ir. So the Turi Evan lives by Akashas, he doesn't understand, so how did our Gemara know how to say that Hayoshvim Ba'orei HaProsis means that a yeshiva of one day makes him that Yoshvei Orei HaProsis? Maybe you need 30 days. The Pasuk says two dinim. Okay, now Yudim HaProsim, that's Anshei Ha'ir. Hayoshvim Ba'orei HaProsis, that's coming to tell us, it's coming to tell us that on 30 days. The Beis Yitzchok says that if you need 30 days, so why does this have to say, Alkein HaYehudim HaProzim? Let it say, Alkein HaYeshvim Ba'orei HaProzis. So you know if you're there 30 days. So you don't need Alkein HaYehudim HaProzim. So therefore, so after it says Alkein HaYehudim HaProzim, so that's coming to be Megalad HaYeshvim Ba'orei HaProzis does not mean 30 days. It's coming to tell us even one day. That's what he wants to say. The Turi Evan brings a Yerushalmi, and that's where the Turi Evan says that Rashi Shita is also like this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says something very interesting. The Yerushalmi says if a person was a Ben Ir, and he lived in, and then he learned the Megillah Yudalit, and then he moves to a krach in the Tesvov. So Yerushalmi says he lanes Tesvov. He's a ben krach. He's moving this. He's a ben krach. So he lanes Tesvov also. So Tachsachmir, the Turi Evan says that Rashi also holds like this. And I think it's meduyik in the Lashon of Rashi. But let us just go over the Rashi's Nochamol. And Omar Rove, Loishanu Elo Rove Rashi Loishanu Osho Osid Lachzer Belel Yudalit, Avol Ein Osid Lachzer Belel Albo Oso Kairei Imohem. So Rashi says, Loishanu De Ben Krach Shaholach Leil, Bosid Lachzelim Kairei. When is the halacha that a ben krach is koyre bachmisha also v'loi barbo also? So Rashi says, when is there the din? That means Alba Emerson, he always learns bachmisha also. But when is there a din that it's koyre? If he goes back to the krach, he'll zichel learn chamisha also. אבל לא ישן, הוא דבן כך שהולך ללבוס אלך זה למקוי מקוירה בחמיש עושה ולא יבא בו עושה. When is there that he doesn't learn בא בו עושה? או שעושה אלך זה בלילי אבא עושה. אם קודם עמוד השחר יצא מנעיר, הוא דקטוני שאין צורך לקרוא סימון בליל יודלת. Then he doesn't have to learn יודלת. אבל בשדן השם, היו ביום לא יישם, אין זה אפילו פרוס בן יוימי. אבל אין עושה לוציס משם בלילה, דהשת אבא פרוס לא יישא יוים. זה אף אפי שעושה לחזה למוחו, לימך נקרא פרוס. וכוירי מוהם, בין בליל יודל, בין ביודל. ברשי doesn't mention it, he doesn't learn it as well. That means Rashi says, it's the whole Gemara speaking about the way Rashi puts it down, when does he not learn your Dalit? Or when does he learn your Dalit? But about Tesvov, Rashi doesn't speak about it. I mean, that's mean something that Rashi also is like the Yerushalmi. That Fakert, even though he learned your Dalit, he became a Ben Tesvov, he learns Tesvov also. And Agav Uche, It's brought down that, let us say, Avol ein osid lotzeis misham balaylo. If he will not leave at night, the hashtag he pruz loise yoim, he's a pruz loise yoim. That means if a ben krach went to an ear, and he's gone, let's say, a loise shachar is 6 o'clock in the morning. That's a loise shachar. And he's leaving 6:05. He's leaving 6:05. So then the din is, he has a din, he has a ben krach, that's leaving six, he was in the ear at night, and he's going to be there till 6:05. He's now going back to the shtot. So what does he do? So he gets a din of a ben ear, because he was there already. Now where is he going to lay the Megillah? He's going to lay the Megillah, he's going in his krach already. He's going to lay in his krach, by day. He didn't have time to lay by day in the ear. He just was there 5 minutes. But being there 5 minutes gives him a din, so he's already a pruz ben yoim mikori pruz. I'm a ben ear. I'm a chuyiv to lay in the Megillah yoim yudalit. I'm leaving the shtot. I'm leaving the shtot. But this is my shtot. So lay in the Megillah in the kach. Lay in the Megillah in the kach yudalit by day. And according to the Yerushalmi, and then he'll lay in the krach, the tesvav, leil tesvav, and yom tesvav. So the Gemara says further, Ashkechan prus. So that is a prus ben yomai is kori prus. So that's why if he'll be there, ben krach will be there, yom yudalit, he gets a din of a prus ben yomai. Mukef minola, how do we know that a ben ear that will be yom tesvav, so in a mukef, he gets a din of a mukef ben yom, it's a rimas asvaru, be the pruz ben yom, I kori pruz, mukef ben yom, I kori mukef. But we see that's a gilui, that you can get a din, if you're there, but chilas knisas hayayim, when you're there, that's man, so you get a din of a ben here. Manolei rashim shemu yayim echoshiv kvosayu. Va'oma rove, now rove says another loch, ben kfar, she'olach le'ir. Ben kfar, that means, so kforim akere b'yoyim aknise. They lane earlier. They don't have a minion by them. They don't have a shatz. They don't have, so they lane the yoyim aknise. They come in the yoyim aknise. Monday and Thursday they come in either for din teire, so for kriyas ha-teire. So the yoyim aknise, which is before Purim, that's when they lane. V'omarove, ben kfar, sheholach le'ir. Now, a ben kfar went le'ir, ben kach, u'ben kach, koirei imoem. So, say he's going to be there, now he's in the ear, leil yodalet. Is ben kach, say he intends to remain there overnight, he's going to be there, mamish, the whole Yudalit. Or Ben Kach, he won't be there the whole Yudalit. He'll only be there, he's going to come back and then before the night ends. Koirei imoim. So here we find a choyma, which we did not have by a Ben Kach that went to an ear. By a Ben Kach that went to an ear, we said, if he'll be there a chelik of the day, then he has a din of a Ben Heir. If he intends to leave Boid Laila, so he doesn't have a din of a Ben Heir. And here Rav has said, a Ben Kfar, Ben Kach or Ben Kach, Koyre Yimor. My time, so what is the reason? Hai kibnei ir boi lemikri. Theoretically, there's two zmanim. There's a zman of a ben ir, there's yudalit and tesfot. A ben kvar, so he's a ben yudalit. Hai kibnei ir boi lemikri. He's a ben yudalit. Verabonon hu dekilu ala kforim. And the Rabbonin were makel on the Anshei Akvar, k'day she yisapko mayim amozin l'acheim shebekrochim. That there should be a gelentim, when it comes Purim by day, it should not have to be bothered to hear Mikra Megillah, k'day she yisapko mayim amozin l'acheim shebekrochim. But me'ikar adin, they're b'nei yudalit. So when do we say that they don't have to lane Yudalit ki isi beduchte? If he's in the kfar, so then he's in the kfar leil Yudalit, so then he doesn't have to lane. He's a galant already. Avol ki isi beir, but if he is in a ear when it's leil Yudalit, Kibneir boile mikre. Then he has a din of the Bneir. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi ben kvar shehiktim. The koraliyoy maknise. He was koraliyoy maknise. Itak was koraliyoy maknise. The with that cooler. Va'achakach holach leir boho yosham leile yudalid. And then he was there leile yudalid. Ben kach u ben kach afilu osid lachzer volotzis misham koidem hayoim is kaireimo en balaylo. So he lanes by them balaylo. Kibnei heir boi mikri. Really, he has to keep kibnei heir. Kol aprozim zmanom barbo oso. Ben kforim ben ayores. The zman, the lechatchila dike zman is yudalit. Rabbonun hu dakilu alayu lahagdim liyay maknisim. Hani mili dakilu alayu dein tzorech larze velikreiz barbo oso ki isay bekva. When he's now in a kva. But he's not in a kva. He's now in a year, he has to lain like the Anshei Ha'ir. Before we go further, the Ran, in the beginning of the Mesechta, and the Aleph Amad Aleph, and the Dafi Harif, so the Ran explains, Shakforim Shaila Masora Batlonim. They don't have 10 people, which are always in the base medrash. Meilahem Chazan Akneses, Vishliach Tzibor, Sheikulahem Megillah. They don't have Poshet the opportunity to learn the Megillah, don't have a minion, don't have a shatz. Magdimin Liyayim Aknise, Dahainu Yem Shaini Vyem Khamishi Shemiskansen Bayoris Likroi Betoiri Katakonis Ezra Shetikan Likre Betoir Bishani Bahamishi. So Memele, so when they come in to hear the Tayre, so they learn the Megillah for them also. So then Megillah de Leilya. So now the Ran says, so that's good. They come in Yemaknisa, they come in Monday by day, come for Kriyas HaTorah, so they hear the Megillah also. What about the night's Kriya? So the answer is a Megillah Delelya Efsher Deleikorolo B'nei Kvorim. Maybe they don't learn it at all. The Megillah Diyayim Iker K'mosh Echtev Lefaneinu B'siyata Dishmai. Shem Shekilu Abnei Kvorim Lahagdim Kein Ekilu Leim Shloi Likreis Elo Megillah Shal Yayim. So it could be B'chal they don't learn at night. I evshe shekeiren oisa balaila biyochid, ulamocha keiren oisa bayoris basore. He says, maybe, even though I didn't have a shot, to learn for them, I said, maybe bayochid, each one does learn, and ulamocha keiren oisa bayoris basore. So, mitzad echod, we could now very well understand the Gemara, that according to the first Mahalach in Daran, that means like this, so if you're a Ben Kfar, so we made a big kula for you. Took a double kula, the way Daran says. You lay, first of all, not your Dalad, you lay Yom HaKnisa. You don't have to lay the Laila, the Kriya of Laila, we parted you from. You're a Kfar, and it's difficult, whatever it is, so they parted. But if you're there, Balaila, You're in an ear. You're dalet balayl. There's a minion there. They're laying the Megillah. So Yizich have to go and lay the Megillah. That's the svar of Rove. And here you have opportunity. They didn't have an opportunity. They weren't mechayev you, but here you have an opportunity. So you mechuyev to lay the Megillah balayl. So the Beis Yitzchak said Rashi could also hold like the first Malach of Daran. Even though Rashi says, Ben Kvar Shehikdim V'Korel Yoyim HaKnis Sevach Kachoch Lir V'Hoye Shem Leile Yudalit, that doesn't mean anything. Shehikdim V'Korel Yoyim HaKnis means he leaned by day. When you lean by day, you're finished. You don't have to lean anymore. Shehikdim V'Korel Yoyim HaKnis Sevach Kachoch Lir V'Hoye Shem Leile Yudalit is Avopike, and he has to lay over there again. Let us go a little further. Eisvei Abai. We learned about Reise Ben Krach, Sheholach Leir, Ben Krach Uben Krach Koire Kim Koimai. So lechayre, that means whatever it will be, he lanes tesvav. He doesn't lane your dalit. Kayre kim koyme. Frek the gemore ben krach salke daitach bim osid larzer tal yemilse. What do you mean kayre kim koyme? If it's oimid larzer, so it's kayre kim koyme. If it's not oimid larzer, so he lanes your dalit. Elolav ben kfar. So it says in the Baraisa, Ben Kfar. So let's read the Baraisa. So what does the Baraisa say? Ben Kfar, Sheholach Leir, Ben Kach Uben Kach, Koire Kim Koime. So that means, so what's the Koire Kim Koime mean? Sheholach Leir, Koire Kim Koime means before. So I saw the Beis Yitzchak says pshat that Sheholach Leir means his intentions to go to the ear. He's going to go to the ear Leil Yudalit. But now it's Yud Gimel, it's Yud Beis. Is Ben Krach Sheholach Leir means his intentions to go to the ear. Ben Krach U Ben Krach Koire Kim Koime. He does not have to. He just says the Kriya of Mekoime. And if the Kriya of Mekoime means yeah, the Kriya Mekoime means by Yom, so he lanes by Yom. And forget that's his din. I mean, L'chayre, no, he's not Mechuyev to stoop off the, he can be Yaitse with this Kriya, he's Kriya Mekoime. So you see, Klo, not the way Abaye said it, a Ben Kfar, that's his Kriya, he's a Ben Kfar, and he's Yaitse with his Kriya. So even his intentions of going to the ear does not change his status. If he was, his kairi kim kaimi and finished. So the Rebbe answered, V'lav terutzim betarzis? I mean, it doesn't say ben kvar. You made a grais. Is toni kairi imoim? So make another grais also. So say, not kairi kim kaima, kairi imoim. Okay? The way I said, Zoktai Swiss, ben kvar sholach le'ir, benkach ubenkach kairi imoim. Perish Rashi, v'af al pi shekoro kvar liyoyim aknise, v'kashe loma yagza v'yikro shnei po'omim. So in Taisus we see klor, not like the Ran, that lamaise he learned that night also, so they raised the choice, so v'kashe loma yagza v'yikro shnei po'omim. Why should he learn two times? ומכל מוקים נראה דשאפה פרש רשי, דקיבן שאויה בעיר בלילה, נעשה כבני העיר, שיש הדין על הבן העיר, ואף על פי שאוסד לבזה, even though בליל ידלת, he doesn't, it's not a din of a פרוס בן יוימוי, he's going to go back to the כפר. ואף על פי שקורא ביום הכניסה, הוד אמרינן כפר מקדימים וליהי מקדיסי שתי שיספיקו מים ומוזן לאחים שבקרוכים ופטור ממגילה is this whole kula is aino davke כשאינם שוים שם בליל יודלת is this whole kula was said if they will not be there ליל יודלת so then their kriya is on a previous תקזמן אלא ביהי מיודלת בויים שם so that's the din that we parted them Abukshoim Shom Belela Boso Vade Dinam Kibneha Ir Afalpi Shekol Kva. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Meheicha Koire Odom es Hamegile. So we heard in the Mishnah through Machloikes, Hameya says Kulo, Abida says Me Ishihudi, Abyesi says Me Acha Advor Meila. Tanya Abshimin Ben Yechoi Oimer Mi Belaila Hu. From Noda Doshnas HaMelech, that's when B'dievet, one starts from there, B'dievet is Yaitse. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, V'kulon, all these Tanoim, Mikro Echo Doshu. The Aloha, they darshan from the same Pasuk. The Shal is how to darshan the Pasuk. But the Pasuk says, V'tichtoiv Esther HaMalke Omodcha Yehudi Eskol Toikev. It says Eskol Toikev. So Rashi says, Kol Toikev Lekayim Igeres Apurim Al Toikev Hikpid Lahasker. That we have to speak about, we have to be masker the Toikev. Now the Shaila is, which Toikev are we speaking about? Mando Omakulo Rameya Toikve Shalach HaShverich. We have to speak about the Toikev of HaShverich. Rashi says, Toikva Shachashveres umitchilose midaberes betoikva hatsoifa. So the Toikiv, the whole Megillah speaks about the Toikiv of Achashveres. Uman da Omar meish Yehudi Toikva Yishal Mordechai. We have to speak about the Toikiv of Mordechai. Uman da Omar meachar advorim meile Toikva Yishal Homa. Man yomam ba'ilahut toikve shel nes. That is the first rosh. That is the first way to learn shat the machlokes. It's Rabbi Yochanan learned. Avuna ma mehocha. No, the machlokes is totally in a different limud. Umoro al kocha moi gi aleihem. Man yomam kulo. The one that says you have to learn the whole Megillah is this has to be discussed. Moro Achashveirosh Shenishtamish Bekelim Shal Beis Hamikdash Moro. Why did he do this? Al Kocho. The Teretz Mishum Dechoshiv Shivim Shono V'lo Yifrok. So you have to ask the kasha, there's a kasha moro, and al koch, that's the teretz. Umohigi alayem, the kotel vashti. And that was the poil yoitze, the kotel vashti. I thought perhaps we could say that, it seems from this mahalach,
that the that what Vashti was killed, that was because he was mishtamish with the Kli Beis Hamikdash. So what's the midah keneged midah? It could be we hear in the Gemara that Yud Beis Amid Beis, Achashverish told all the Sorim, Kli Shani Mishtabish Boy, Eni Lei Modi, Lei Parsi, Ele Kasti. So, the Maise Vashti was the Kli Shani Mishtabish Boy. That was the Kli that Achashverish was Mishtabish Boy. So, Zamide Keneged Mide. The Maise, he was Mishtabish Bekelov Shalakodish Bochu when he had no right to do this. So the Mide Keneged Mide, so Mamele, he lost the Kli Shani Mishtabish Boy. That's Mahigia Elayim. The Kotel Vashti. Umanda Omar Meish Yehudi. Ma ro Mordechai di ikane bohomon, al kocho, de shovi navshe avoy de zore. Amoy di aleyem di schachish nishe. Now, here marshoz moire, aces, we have to start from Ish Yehudi. Why? Ma ro Mordechai Pikani Bohomon, Al Kocha the Shavinam Shabi the Zorah. By Ish Yehudi doesn't say anything about Homon. Homon is that's the second, the third Mandiyama, Achad Vomele, Gidol, Amelech HaChashverosh is Homon. So, how does this come in? So, he says, the Marsha says, because it says Ish Yehudi, the Kola Kaifa Bavay the Zorah, is called a Yehudi. So, Mamela, in this parsha, it says the ganze mahus of, here it's, I mean, if it wasn't a gay Avodah Zarah, so what's, if there's no Avodah Zarah involved, why is he called Ish Yehudi? So, if I count, in this parsha, it says already that there was an Avodah, that there was an Avodah Zarah involved, and if I count, he was a kaifa of Avodah Zarah. Uman di yoma mayache hadvorim haele, maro homon shniskane b'chol ha-yehudim. Al kocho, mishim demot chay la yichra v'la yishtacheve. Omo igi aleyem, v'tolo oisoi v'esbono v'aleitz. Uman di yoma mi b'layla hu, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Ma roach ha-shveirosh lohovi esayfa ha-zechoynis. Al kocho, the zeminte Esther lohomon bade, because she invited homon. Magi aleyem dischachish nise. Let us see Rashi. Umo rohu al kocho. Ha-megile nichtevo. The Nikreis, why is the Negiya written, and why do we learn the Megillah? Lohidia ledoirois, maro boisayas man sheosu mashoso, why did they do what was done? Umeforeish al kocho, this was the reason, that means in the Megillah you'll see why they decided to do it, and Maroboy says man shosu ma shosu before shal kocho. Al kocho osu. Ulafore ish mai gia al hoise. Lachir, the first lotion Rashi brought down called Toikif. Rashi says Toikif shal achashveris mitchilosa himidaberes betoikfoy ad soifo. That's what you have to learn from the beginning to the end, the whole Megillah. Now, Maro and Al Kocho, I don't understand, they say. The Maro is, why did he bring the Kli Beis HaMikdash? Al Kocho, Magi Aleihem, is, Vashti was killed. So, why do we have to, it seems that's a little push. If you start from the beginning, you have to learn the whole Megillah. I mean, why, Beis Nishklo, how we know that? All the shows where to start, it seems. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chelbei, Omar Rav Chome Baguye, Omar Rav, Aloche Kedivrei Ha'oimer Kulo. The Aloche that you have to say the whole Megillah. Rav אפילו למען די אומר, מאיש יהודי, צריך שתי כסובה כולו. אפילו ביור די איש יהודי, צריך שתי כסובה כולו. That has to be written, because we mentioned yesterday from the Rashba, that has to have a Torah Sefer, so the beginning has to be Sholem in order to have a Torah Sefer. Omar, first of all, the halacha we paskin, so why does he have to go further? So it could be, here he's telling us the Rashba's Chiddush, that there's another din, there's a din Sefer. That means, even though on the Ikra Mikra Megillah, if you lain Baal Peh, you yaitse. So out the first din, Lachik Divra Ha'ime Kula, so it's telling me what has to be gelained. But out this first din, it could be missing from the beginning also. As we learned yesterday, that Hishmet Aishya is a psukim, so as long as there's not the rave that is missing is good. Now he's telling us another din, that is a din sefer, which is not dependent on the din kriya. That even though you start from ish yehudi, so the din kriya starts from them, but it has to be a sefer, and therefore tzrichish teksuve kula, that's coming to tell us that al-kaponim, that the beginning has to be, in order for a Torah Sefer, the beginning has to be Sholem. In the beginning, you can't be missing Psukim, even though it's only a mit of the Megillah. V'omar Rav Chelbei, Omar Rav Chome Baguya, Omar Rav. Megillah Nikrei Sefer, V'Nikrei Igeres. Nikrei Sefer, she'im tofro b'chutei pishtom psulo. That's the din by a Sefer Torah, according to one man, the Omer Sechtes Makis. So Mamela, so this halacha will apply by Megillah also. Nikrei Sigeres, she'im hitel bo shloishei chutei gidim ksheira. That means that you need gidim like a Sefer Torah, but you don't need that the whole thing should be tofro b'gidim. It's sufficient, shloisha chutei gidim, that's the cool I learned out from Igeres. Omar Rav Nachman, ubelvad, shiyuhu mishuloshim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, nikra seifa, v'nichta ba seifa, shim tofer b'chutei pishtam psula. Dika loman, di yomar meseches makis, seifa teire, shetofer b'pishtam psula. ונקראי סיגרס, לא אמר, שאין החמורי כספר, שאין משולושים, שאין מראש הספר, אדמוקים תפירס הגיד, כי ממנו ועד הגיד השני, ומן השני לשלישי, כי משלישי לסוף הספר. So that means that the Maharshiv says, according to Rashi, Mishuloshim means it should be Mechulokim Hagimol Gidim Ba'orech HaYiriya Lechalokim Shovim. That's what Mishulosh means. It says like the Moses and Malkis Mishalshin B'momin. So what does Mishalshin B'momin mean? That you divide up the Einish of Kasha Zaman equally between both of them. So Mishalshin means they're equally divided. So Mamela Bavachi Mishuloshim, that the three tviris have to be the whole length of the yiriya you divide in Chalokim Shovim, that there's four equal parts and there's three tviris in the middle. Let us see Taisis Bavachi Mishuloshim Nirika Moisha Perish Rashi Shiye Meroish as as a tvar, he Rabbi brings down over here, Mereish Adar, Ad Hagid, Kemigid Legid, Chaveira, Bein Belamayla, Bein Lamata, that is Rashi's Pshat. Vochinami Mashme Bemakis, Kabi Ori Miklot, Dekomar, Vishilashto,
שיהיו משולושים מדורם לחברן, כמחברן לשכם, משכם לקודש, כמקודש לצופן. So what is פשט over there? So פשט over there is that מדורם לחברן, so the first ארי מקלות is in חברן, the second one is in שכם, the third is in קודש. And then you have four equal spaces. שמה מנודם שלושים משמעוכי. לאי כמי שמפורשם עודו סי שיוסם אגיד בראש הדף ובאמצעיסו בסויפוי. That is not פשט. פשט is that what taste is the way Rashi says. זאת גמור הוויתר. אומר רב יהודה משמול, הקרירי במגילה הקסובה בין הקסובים, לא יוצא. זאת רשי, הקסובה בין הקסובים. סבורים שהיו בימי החכמים כולם בגיליון כסייפה תורה שלנו. That means that all the סבורים were they were גיילו the סבורים. They were גיילו the סבורים. So ממילא, so there was a מגילה כסובה בין הכסובים. Is לא יוצא. The beginning they had the Chumash Megillus. So he had Shir HaShirim in Rus, and he had the Megillus Esther also. Lo Yotzo. The beginning Igeres La'atzmo. You need an Igeres La'atzmo. It has to be an entity b'fnei Atzmo. The Mefarsam Nisa Tvei. So there's a Pirsam Anes. The Chikoiro Bein Aksuvim. Nire Kikoirei B'mikro. So it looks like it's Koyre B'mikro. Just to be maybe mamtik a little bit, we hear on Daf Yudchesem at Aleph, the Gemara says that that there's two inyonim. There's mitzvahs kriye upirsum meinise. There's two inyonim. Mitzvahs kriye upirsum meinise. So that's what Rashi seems to be saying over here. That if it is ksuva bein aksuvim, so you have a mitzvah kriya, the chikoyre bein aksuvim nire chikoyre b'mikro, but it is not nika that there's another thing which has to come out from the kriya. It's not a din kriya, it's a din pirsumenis, and the pirsumenis also has to come out. And that's why the bina nigeres la'atzma de mefarsim nise. That means that that's a entity b'fnei atzmoi, so we see it's not samazoi, this is different than all other megillas. All other megillas, there's a mitzvah kriya, but here there's also a pirsumi nisa. Minigeres latzma de mifarsim nisa. Zot de gemore weiter, loyamoron, amarove, loyamoron elod lemachasra umiyatra. That means, when did we say? So that is dafke, that it is the same height as all the other ksuvim. It's not less or it's not more. It doesn't jut out or it doesn't jut in. It looks like it's a continuity of the ksuminisa. Avo mechasro umiyatra, but if it is one chayla, the megillah is shorter or taller than the rest of the ksuvim, puto less lumbo, then it doesn't matter. Zitrashi imechasre miyatro, aruka mishara klofum, lamailo lamato, ikzore mehen, yesh laheke laatzmos, and then disappear some anes. Levi bar shmul ave kokori kamei de rab Yehude bemegila haksuve bein haksuve. So Rabbi Yehuda told them, "Arei omru akere b'megila aksuve bein aksuvim lo yotza." Let us say the way the Sfasemus is goyres, the Gemara flows better. Ve'omar Rabchiya baraba omar Rabbi Yochanan. He adds above over here. Take away above later, but he adds it here. Ve'omar Rabchiya baraba omar Rabbi Yochanan akere b'megila aksuve bein aksuvim lo yotza. So he said, "Hey, Omru, and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and Rabbi Yochanan said this is lo yotza. Mochu lo amoicha." So Levi answered him, "Betzibu shanu, that this was, this halacha that you're not yoitz is only betzibur, but a yochid is yoitz. Umachol lo amoicha. Let us see what Rashi says. La'acher sha'oma shmu ezu, hika al kodkodoy, kloima sosa miktsoso, va'oma loy omru ela betzibur. That means this, that this statement that was said, that not yoitze, that's only by a tzibur, not by a yochid. So that's l'chayre, that's what Levi tainet him, that I was a yochid. That's how the Svasemis learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Svasemis is ma'ire, Rashi says over here, mocho lo amoicho, sosa miktsoso. It was Seiser Amiktas of the, that means the statement was, Akeirim Agilak Suvamen Ksuvam Lo Yotso, so it was Seiser Amiktas, not Stamazay Lo Yotso, Seiser Miktoso, Lo Yomru Ela Betzibo, that means the Lo Yotso is only Betzibo, but by a Yochid Ya Ayyotse. So, the Svasemis is Ma'ira, so Lechere, how can you understand this? If a tzibur is not yoitze, tzibur is not yoitze. So you have to learn over again. So why can it be worse than a yochid? How can it be worse than a yochid? I mean, a yochid is yoitze. So why isn't a tzibur not yoitze? I mean, dal tzibur me yochid. It's like gore me yochid. The whole. Tolchiyev Pirsume Nisse is only on a tzibur, on a yoch, I mean, it's two dinim, there's two chiyuve kriye. That's what the Svasemis says. The Svasemis wants to be mitzaded as follows. He says that, Kirei, in Megillah Ksuve, Bein Aksuvim, he says, this Megillah, which was Ksuve Bein Aksuvim, was used by the tzibur. That means when they learned Megillah Shus, Megillah Sester, they learned the Haftiris. So this was a Megillah that was used for tzibudika purposes, for the Kriyas Haksuvim. So Memele. So now when they're learning it betzibur, it is not nikur that this is a different type of a kriya. So it looks like this is like all other kriyas, which is a kriyas ksuvim, but not more than that. So therefore you're not yoitze. But if there's no kriyas sibul, so he said that alone is a pirsume nisse. It means that kufa, what I'm learning from it. He says the whole chesaron, he wants to say the whole chesaron of layotze is, because in the tzibul, this is usually learned letzairach, Kriyas Haksuvim, so that's why in the Tzibur, so this makes that the Kriyas Megillah is also a Kriyas Ksuvim, therefore you're not Yoitze. But by a Kriyas Yochid, there's no problem. That means you don't have the Chesoron of the Kriyas Sibur. V'omar Rab Chiyah Barab, Omar Rab Yochanan, Shiyur Hatfar Halocha L'Moshe Misinai, Umochala amoiche v'loy amru ela kedei sheloy yikoreya. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shir atfa, kshetoifrin yiriyois shel sefer teire lechabron yachat, when you sew together the yiriyos, mishairin betfar lemaila ulamato. So you're meshayer in the tva, that means you don't start sewing from the end, the top of the iriyah, to the bottom of the iriyah. No, you leave a place that is not sewn. You start, so you leave over a place, and then you start sewing. That's what he said first. From a lava locha lemoisha misinaihu, elo chachomim amroi. There's a din taka you have to leave over, but not a locha lemoisha misinai. Kedei shelo yikareya. Shim einoi mishaya, so what's the inyan of leaving over? Shim einoi mishaya, bahadik bechazoke. So when he is goylo the Sefer Torah, he tightens it. Kshehu mahat goylo Sefer Torah v'hu nikra. So he starts tightening it, so eventually the klaf will get torn. Avol achshav kshehu mahat koy b'koyach. But now, if there's a chelik that is not sown, umascha lahalchiv. So it starts opening up. Here it's more nikkur already. That means it's a chelik that was not sown. So when he's mahadik the sefer Torah, so it starts separating the two klof from one for the other. Is my name alahatka yoisel? So this is like that. What there's a chelik of the sefer Torah that opens up when he makes too much of a hiduk. This will remind him that he shouldn't be mahadika too much, so there won't be a kri of the Sefer Torah. What does Taisva say? Shir atvar halocha lemoshe misinai. Nire da'af b'megile u'bishar sforim be'inen shir atvar, given the time ahave k'day shel yikoreya. Svasemis says it seems that Taisus lo imshan de Gemore, that it's not a chazal, the dibra masl of Taisus is aloch lemoishe misinai. And then Taisus says by Megillah and Shas from this also the same aloche, since the reason is kadesh li kareya, so there's aloch lemoishe misinai that a sefer Torah. This is Shir Atvar, it shouldn't be torn. So if that's the reason, so Memela, so the reason will apply also by Megillah and Shar Sforim. That's what Taisvus is saying. So, L'chayre, that's the Havamin in the Maskone. I mean, the Havamin was that it was a Loch Meshe Messina. The Maskone says, it's not a Loch. I mean, how Taisvus is saying this in the Havamin. So Svasema says, it seems that Taisvus understood Pshat, that the Gemara was only mechadish, that's the reason. V'loy omroy ela kadesh li kerei, the losh loy omroy is a bit slushra, but it seems the Gemara is just saying that's the reason of the loch alamayish mesina, not a truk in the reason, and therefore this will apply ilfiyemis by Megillah also. The Meiri says, he brings down the shame which hold that a Megillah had the isach aloche. The Meiri says something very poshut. He says by a Megi, says this whole din applies only by a Sefer Torah because there's Atzichayim. So you're Mahadik it. So Memela, so therefore there's such a locha. Megili says there's no Atzichayim. Who's Mahadik a Megili says? So he says that this locha does not apply by a Megili. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'omar Rabchiyah Barab, v'omar Rabbi Yochanan. Ilmolai Nishtayer bim ore she omad bo Moshe velio kimole nekev machat zitkits. Moshe and Elio were zeiche to a gewaldike gilui that Rebbein Shalom passed by. So, but this ore was completely sealed off, that it was impossible for any oir to come into the ore. If there would be nishtaya bim ore, shomad b'moishev elio kimole nekev machat sitkis, that there would be an opening the size of an eye of a needle, the sitkis means a very thin needle, lehoyu yecholem lamait bivnei ha'ira, so they would not be able to exist because of the tremendous oir which would go through into the ore. What does Rashi say? Ma'ore she'omad bo Moshe, she'ovar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefono, she'nemar besamticho benikras atzur. Ve'eliyo af hu omad bo oisoi ma'ore, ve'ovar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefono, she'nemar bo yovei shomer lo ma'ore, ve'yoymer tzei v'mato boho, v'ini Hashem oiver, it's machat sitkis shelonu. That's a type of needle that we have. Shehidaka, which is a very thin needle, v'toifchem bo sitke begodim. V'yesh machat acheres is another needle, gasushnik is machat shel sakoy, that's used for a sack. there's larger threads used, there's a bigger eye in that needle. This is only used, you have thin threads in it, so it's a small eye. Il molei nishtaya bo nekev, kifi machat, if there would be a nekev, kifi machat, kshe ovar lehm kadish bolchu, kamoi she nema, so the, but there was nothing, it says, sakoisi kapi olecha adovri, so that means that they were completely sealed off. But if there would be a machat, a kemoli machat, so then there would be kilo yirani ha'odam v'choy. V'omar, so it's very unclear from the posik, Rashi brought down the posik before, Melochim Aleph Yutes, so it says in the Pasuk, when Eliyahu Novi went to the har, it says as follows. It says, Vayovi Shom Allah, Ma'ore Vayolen Shom. And then later, the Rabbeinu Shlom told him, "Vayomer tzei v'mato boho lifnei Hashem." And then it says, "Vayamoid Pesach hamaora." Then "Vayamoid Pesach hamaora." So here it seems, I mean, so the pasuk would seem used by the opening of the maora. Here it seems he was still in the Miora. He was al kaponim, and there was a crazy kapi. There was the Rebbeinu Shlom held back the air from coming through. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabchiya Barab Omar Rabbi Yochanan. May dersi valeim kechol advarim ashadibar Hashem imochem bohor. This is speaking about the Luchos Rishonis. Melamed sheroa kadosh baruch hu lemoishe dikdukei teire vedikdukei soifrim uma sheasoifrim asidim lechadesh umaniyu mikro megillah. Zogt Rashi, dikdukei teire ribuyin esin vegamin miyutin akin verakin dikdukei soifrim shedikdiku hachroinim miloshin mishnes harishainim. And also, Mikra Megillah, this we darshan from the Kechel. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Hakel Ksheirim, Likreis es HaMegillah, Chutz Micheresh, Shoyte Vekotten, Rabbi Yehuda Marsher Vekotten. And Taisu says over here, Chutz Micheresh, so Taisu says, Tam Cheresh, Habi Eini Shemeya, Veini Medaba. And he has a din of a, so he has got a din of a shaita also, but if he's an enim medaber, so how can we speak about likris as a megillah? Abo cheresh tohoche medaber hu. Here we're speaking about a cheresh only as problem searing. Midikori ha megillah. Upikeyach hu lachol dvor, he has a din of a pikeyach, he's a bar chiyuvah. Chutz midover zeh, that's his only problem, shetzorich sheyashmiya laoznoi. That he can't, he can't be mashmir lozni, that's his whole problem. So, the Gemara, man tane cheresh di eved namiloi. Hakol ksheirim, chutz mi cheresh. So, the chere is a ben das. He's not yoitza, hakol, he's not kosher. Omar rav masne rab yoisi. This nana kere yeshma, vlo yishmir lo oznoi. Is loy shmila ozna yotzo. So the time of Kama, this is Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds is yotzo. Rabbi Yehisi oimer lo yotzo. Rabbi Yehisi holds lo yotzo. So memele, so there's a din that just like by Krishma, we learn that called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain Daraisa Tikkun. So just like the mitzvah of Kriyashma, it has to be a kriya shemashmiya loznoi. That's the tzuras ha-mitzvah. So memele, so here also it has to be a kriya shemashmiya loznoi. And a cheresh cannot do this. He cannot make a kriya shemashmiya loznoi.
So Mamele is allowed by Chayuve, so he doesn't have the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So he's allowed by Chayuve. He's akal ksheir im likreis as a Megillah, chutz mecher esheite vekotten. He's not kosher likreis. He can't be kairi for others, even though they hear, but he's allowed by Chayuve. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that the Mishnah means that he's not the apostle of the Eved, Nami Loi, Dilma Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, L'chatchila by Krishma, you have to be Mashmi Elozmai. But by the Eved Yoyitze, L'chatchila hu Deloi, or the Eved Shapir Domi. So Hakol, so do you learn the Mishnah's vows? Hakol Ksheirim Likreis as a Megillah L'chatchila. Chutz Meicheresh, that L'chatchila is not kosher to learn, Sheit V'kotna, but the Eved not. That's what just a little bit, the Mishnah says, L'chatchila Daitoch, the Ktoni Cheresh, do me the Sheit V'kotna. Ma Sheit V'kotna, the Eved Nami Loi, if Cheresh, the Eved Nami Loi. So the Gemara says, V'dilma, hoke di Yise, v'hoke di Yise. So the Gemara says, how do you know that that's Pshat in the Mishnah? Maybe Pshat in the Mishnah, as we mentioned before, Hakol Ksheire means L'chatchila, Chutz V'nachesh L'chatchila, not in Sheit V'kotna, a little bit Yevet, not. The Sfas Emes asks a very Gishmak Ha'ore. The Sfas Emes asks as follows. He says, here we're speaking about that Pashit seems to speak about the Talaining, Hakol Ksheir Likris as a Megillah, Lacher Talain for someone else. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Chutz Mecheresh. A Cheresh is not kosher Talain for someone else. Why isn't he kosher Talain? So he says like this, Bishloim, if you learn like Rabbi Yossi, that Hakert is a Tanai in Mikra Megillah, you have to be a Bar Shmiya, it has to be, you have to be Mashmi Lozna. So he's a lav b'achiyuve. He doesn't have the mitzvah Mikra Megillah. So he's a lav b'achiyuve in the mitzvah. So he can't be mitzvah. He's someone else. He's a lav b'achiyuve. But if you hold that only l'chatchila one has to be Mashmi Lozna. Oh, but you have a yaitze afilu, you weren't Mashmi Lozna. So Mamele, a cheresh is a b'achiyuve. Because, I mean, he himself learns it. He doesn't hear, so he's not, so he himself learns it. So, and there's a din, l'chatchila, one has to hear the Megillah. No, so they hear, those who are listening hear the Megillah. So he says, so how did the Gemara understand that according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chatchila, a cheresh should not be kair? So he says he wants to say a teretz. Bemisin, the etzem svore, we mentioned many times, there's a shaila in the gdoile achoinim, what is pshat shemeya ka'ine? Is shemeya ka'ine, does that mean that I have a din of an oine through listening? That means that each shemeya is an oine, but through listening, one has a din ke'ilu his oine the dvorim. Or as pshat is I'm yoitze by listening to what Yenis says, I'm yoitze with his kriya. Now, on Mikra Megillah, the stipler asks, he says, how could you say Shemei Koine that I'm yoitze myself? This would be mitreich aksav. So Yizichre says, how can you say I'm an oine by hearing? So there's an oifen of amire through shmiya, but al kaponim, you need mitreich aksav. I'm an oine shalei mitreich aksav. So therefore, this type wants to say l'chayef amikra megillah. You see that I'm yoitze with his kriya. That means by listening to him, so memele, so whatever I'm yoitze with his kriya. So he says of me, by him it's a b'diyavidik kriya because he can't hear what he's saying. So I can be better than him. So that's what the Gemara means. Hakol Ksheirim, Likreis as a Megillah, that Acheresh, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he can't be Yotze. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Lo Yotze, Dievetu. Mimai, the Chutz Mechash, the Kama, Slis, Nafilo, but Dievet, Kama, but Rabbi Yehuda, the Apostle, but Dievet, Chatrilo, the Loi, Boy, Kamei, the Fir, Rabbi Yehuda, Moide, ושמין אלי דפוליק, אלא בדייבת. The מחלקס רבי ורבי יסי is, if בדייבת you're not יסי. But everyone holds, you have to be משמיע לאוזני.